This is 5 in 10 from Skywatch TV for Wednesday, January 4th, 2023. I'm Derek Gilbert. Please remember our virtual conference, Exposing the Darkness, continues for another month. You get 90 days access to all of the content when you sign up. We'll tell you more about that in just a few minutes. Topic number 5 today, Russia and Ukraine. A missile strike on a Russian position in occupied Ukrainian territory New Year's Eve, actually early New Year's Day, killed dozens and possibly hundreds of Russian soldiers. This may be the single biggest loss of life during this entire conflict, which began last February 24th. The official death toll, 63, but Ukrainian sources claim that as many as 300 or 400 Russian soldiers were killed, with another 300 wounded. The thing is, now, the Kremlin is pointing to a U.S. role in this attack, saying that the wave of missiles that killed their soldiers came from the U.S.-supplied HIMARS rocket system, delivering high explosive warheads to the facility that housed the troops and apparently a cache of munitions that were detonated by the missiles. This is the issue here. I mean, above and beyond the fact that the missiles were supplied by the United States, did the Ukrainian military also receive real-time battlefield intel that allowed them to target those Russian soldiers? A forthcoming book, The Fight of His Life, claims that American intelligence agencies did, in fact, give highly sensitive data to the Ukrainian military that allowed Ukraine to track and kill a dozen Russian generals and sink the Russian Black Sea flagship, the Moskva. This information was leaked to the press at the time, last summer, and according to the forthcoming book called The Fight of His Life, Joe Biden was furious and chewed out a number of staff members, including CIA Chief Bill Burns, other top aides, after NBC News and the New York Times reported on the use of American intelligence to kill Russian flag officers. According to the author of the book, Chris Whipple, quote, he didn't like what he considered to be public taunting of the Russians, end quote. It's a pretty safe bet that Vladimir Putin wasn't too thrilled with that either. The question is, will there be another shoe that drops here? Topic number 4, Pope Benedict. You know by now that the Pope Emeritus Benedict XVI passed away early Saturday at the monastery at the Vatican, where he had been living since he retired, surprisingly, back in 2013. More than 60,000 people filed through St. Peter's Basilica Monday to pay their respects, the Pope laying in state for 3 days. That's an interesting number, and I'm not just referring to the fact that Jesus rose again on the third day, the three-day period, a very old ritual. In fact, in the book of Leviticus, it was prohibited for the Israelites to eat any sacrifices offered after the death of someone on the third day that had to be burned. Something about that three-day period that has a very old and supernatural connection. The 95-year-old former pope again died 9:34 a.m. local time in Rome, and he the first pope to retire from office rather than dying in office in 600 years. Topic number 3, men being women. This will be one of the big struggles of 2023, as it's been for the last couple of years. In Britain now, it's coming to a head as the National Health Service is reportedly allowing trans males, that is, men who self-identify as women, to treat women requesting intimate care, or same-sex care providers. A woman needing intimate care may be assigned a man who identifies as a woman. This is according to a think tank called the Policy Exchange. They allege that the NHS currently allows male members of the NHS staff who identify as trans to treat women in its care, even if those women want same-sex care. Now, if this is true, then it represents just the latest instance of the health service in Britain rushing or pushing transgenderism on the citizens of the United Kingdom. And this is going to come to the point where it may jeopardize the safety of women. There is a reason that some women, many women, prefer same-sex providers when dealing with certain intimate medical issues. In fact, there was a case this past March where a woman was reported being raped by a man who identified as a woman at an NHS facility where she was believed to be, she thought she was, in a single-sex ward. When the rape was reported, the hospital told police that the rape on one of their single-sex wards by a trans patient could not have happened because there was no male on the premises, because the dude said he was a lady. Seriously, this was their argument. Legally speaking, under the law of the UK, rape requires a man to violate a woman, but because he identifies as a woman under the law, it can't be rape. Well, here we are nearly a year later, and now they've admitted, yes, a rape did occur, but the woman who was abused nearly had a nervous breakdown over this incident. According to the Policy Exchange now, taking this a step further, it may be that women requesting same-sex care are assigned a man who identifies as a woman. Things like this that jeopardize the safety of women. And by the way, since you're watching this program, I assume that you don't need me to say biological women. The term, the word woman should be sufficient. That their safety, being threatened, may finally put an end to this unscientific insanity, and I use that word deliberately, of the transgender movement. Topic number two, staying in the UK, the thought police there are really beginning to show their hand. A charity volunteer was arrested in December, charged on four counts after she told police that she might have been praying silently, mind you, when questioned as to why she was standing on a public street near an abortion facility. Police approached Isabel Vaughan Spruce, standing near the BPAS Robert Clinic in Kings Norton, Birmingham. She was carrying no sign. She was completely silent until officers approached and asked what she was doing. Apparently, police had received complaints from an onlooker who suspected that Vaughan Spruce might have been praying in her mind. That was a censorship zone that was introduced and created by Birmingham authorities. Individuals can be arrested if they're perceived to be engaging in any act of approval or disapproval or attempted act of approval or disapproval in relation to abortion. This includes through verbal or written means, prayer or counseling. Apparently, it applies to silent prayer as well. Vaughan Spruce stood near the abortion facility. The onlooker spotted her there several times whilst in the police station. Whilst, that's the British term, by the way. Vaughan Spruce was shown pictures of herself and asked by police if she might have been praying in those images. She said, well, possibly, but I might have been distracted or thinking about something like, you know, lunch. The point here is that this isn't the first time this has happened in the UK. Last year, a grandmother from Liverpool successfully overturned her charge on human rights grounds after she was arrested and fined for praying silently near an abortion facility while walking during a lockdown. Again, praying silently and arrested and charged with a human rights violation. This is what passes for a free and open society in the West here in the 21st century. In the United Kingdom, it's apparently now a criminal act if you pray silently, or might be praying silently if you look like you're praying in a censorship zone. The only thing that really surprises me about this story is that this didn't happen first in Canada. But make no mistake, if it hasn't already, it will, and it's coming here to the U.S. as well. Coming up, preaching like your life depends on it. That's next on 5 and 10.
Ladies and gentlemen, prepare yourself for SkyWatch TV's Dynamite Fall Special Offer. We proudly announce the Global Acceleration Special Collection. For your $35 donation during this very limited time offer, you'll receive the brand new book from critically acclaimed best-selling author Pastor Carl Gallup's The Yeshua Protocol, an explosion of divine revelation for our unique generation. The new book by internationally esteemed Pentagon analyst Lieutenant Colonel Robert McGinnis, Kings of the East, China's plan to eliminate America and impose a communist world order, and the groundbreaking new book from legendary author Terry James, Trajectory, Tracking the Approaching Tribulation Storm, featuring contributions from Tim Moore, Dr. Thomas Horn, and several others. In the new book, The Yeshua Protocol, Carl Gallops takes you on a whirlwind tour through the scripture like you've never experienced. Discover the undeniable Yeshua codes buried within the pages of the Old Testament. Learn the inescapable reality that every living cell in creation is encoded with the very name of God. And be shocked when you see what has been secretly lying within the pages of the Bible that allows you to see Yeshua as you've never before fathomed him. Also included in the Global Acceleration Special Collection is Lieutenant Colonel Robert McGinnis, Kings of the East. This incredible new work reveals how the Chinese Communist Party is using highly malevolent tools to seize control over Western society with plans for global domination, how they are rapidly seizing the lead on most emergent technologies worldwide, how Beijing is using 9 different political maneuvers to reset the world economy for their advantage, and what the U.S. and its Western allies must do to sideline Beijing's radical New World Order ambition. But that's not all. You'll also receive Trajectory, Tracking the Approaching Tribulation Storm. This unprecedented new masterpiece by legendary authors Terry James, Tim Moore, Dr. Thomas Horn, and others demonstrate unequivocally how deceivers and demonic influences are destroying this generation through reprobate thinking. Find out why the insanity of the so-called woke groups, cancel culture, and the mainstream media are indoctrinating our social, educational, and even military institutions with anti-God, anti-America as founded sentiment, and provides in-depth analysis on emerging topics like pandemic tidal waves, catastrophic weather changes, Mideast malevolence, and so much more. This unprecedented collection, sold separately, holds a retail value of $60. Yours now for your donation of only $35 plus shipping and handling. Don't miss out on these vivid end-of-the-age works. The Global Acceleration Collection, available now at SkywatchTVStore.com. Order online or call 1-844-750-4985.
Topic number one today, preaching like John Piper. Now, I admit, I come to this calling kind of through an unusual way. I was not raised in a really solidly evangelical environment, church going, but sort of a high church thing, you know, all organ music and sitting on our hands because any outward display of emotion during a church service was considered disrespectful. So when it comes to emotional preaching and violent gesturing by the pastor, that just never happened in the churches in which I was raised. So I'm not really familiar with John Piper. I mean, I know who he is, but I'm not familiar with his preaching style or his messaging. But I just think this is amusing. This past weekend, as he was preaching, apparently he triggered his Apple Watch because it thought he had fallen down. He had to stop during the middle of his sermon to tell the watch, no, I'm fine. You do not need to call 911 on my behalf. Now, bear in mind that the coders, the guys who write the code for the Apple Watch, try to program it so they know the difference between regular motions and like falling and hitting concrete. That gives you an idea of how wildly Mr. Piper was gesticulating during his sermon. So again, I don't know anything about his messages or his teachings, but I applaud his passion and would that we all would share the hope and the faith that we have in Jesus Christ with that type of passion. Tried to do that during my talk for Skywatch TV's virtual conference, Exposing the Darkness, my talk, Exposing the Valley of the Shadow of Death. It's not just a metaphor, it's a literal place, and Jesus pointed to it with the locations where he based his ministry, where he was baptized, where he declared his divinity. You can see that in 24 presentations, cutting-edge presentations, along with 6 feature-length documentary films as part of Skywatch TV's fall, now winter, virtual conference, Exposing the Darkness. When you sign up, you get 90 days access from the day you sign up. And registrations are open through February 4th, so you still have time to take advantage of this. It's a lot of great content, hours and hours of content, and you set the schedule. Watch what you want to watch when in the order you choose to watch it. Find out more online and sign up. Get instant access in full HD at DefenderConference.com, DefenderConference.com. This week on Skywatch TV, a look at end times prophecy with several experts on that subject. Pastor Carl Gallups, for one, his new book, The Yeshua Protocol, Tim Moore and Terry James, and Lieutenant Colonel Robert McGinnis, whose new book, Kings of the East, that all features on this week's program on SkyWatch TV. You'll find our broadcast schedule posted at skywatchtv.com, but you can watch it right now at the website, skywatchtv.com. The video's right there. You can also find it at our Rumble channel, rumble.com/SkyWatchTV. We're also on YouTube now. You can find the SkyWatch TV channel with a quick search for SkyWatch TV at youtube.com. But the best way is to download our app to either Roku, Apple TV, or your mobile device. iOS, Android, Amazon, Kindle Fire, phones, and tablets brings you all of our video content, not just the weekly show, but the women's program, Simply His, these daily updates 5 and 10, and the mobile app also gets you a calendar of our upcoming events and other features as well. You get notifications every time we post something new as well, so you don't miss any of our content. And because a Christian company, the developers of the app host the content, if the gatekeepers of big tech decide we say something that they don't like, we won't be canceled. So bypass big tech, get our app. It is free. We've got links to the app stores at skywatchtv.com. Thank you for watching as we keep watch. I'm Derek Gilbert, and this is 5 in 10 from SkyWatch TV.